For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Join us today beginning at noon for a remote broadcast of all things real estate from a condo and homeowners association seminar at the Hotel Santa Fe, located at 1501 Paseo de Peralta. Join radio host Ray Post and seminar host Tom Simon of Westgate Properties for a discussion of every issue that impacts the operation and management of condo and homeowner associations. Also joining as seminar guest panelists are representatives from the Shurer, Yost & Patterson and Ruben Katz Law Firms, Fidelity National Title, and Hub International. New Mexico state legislators are also expected to attend to offer their views on pending homeowner association legislation. Refreshments will be served, and for those who attend, their names will be entered in a drawing for special gifts. For information, call 995-3134. That's 995-3134. And join us at the Hotel Santa Fe, located at 1501 Paseo de Peralta, this Sunday at noon for all things real estate.
Attention all New Mexico brides-to-be. Hutton Broadcasting and the Perfect Wedding Guide invite you to join us for our exclusive 2011 Santa Fe Wedding Fair, January 30th at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. This year, we're working together to bring you the only Santa Fe Wedding Fair of 2011. This is the hot ticket to have for all Northern New Mexico brides-to-be. The 2011 Santa Fe Wedding Fair features musical performances provided by Absolute Entertainment, plus your chance to win a $1,000 wedding cake courtesy of A Cake Odyssey. Tickets are free with pre-registration or $7 per person at the door. To pre-register for your free tickets, go to huttonbroadcasting.com and click on Exclusive Santa Fe Wedding Fair or email weddingfair@huttonbroadcasting.com. Complete all your wedding details with one stop at the exclusive 2011 Santa Fe Wedding Fair.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
If someone you love has a problem with drugs and alcohol,
he's not expecting this.
Yeah, but it's the right thing.
There is something you can do.
I think he'll be okay with this.
Shh. Here he comes.
Congratulations!
You can celebrate his recovery every chance you get. For drug and alcohol treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live listener interactive real estate radio show. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Hi there, and welcome to your Sunday afternoon helping of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and today we're staging a special remote broadcast at the Hotel Santa Fe, located at 1501 Paseo de Peralta. This remote broadcast is part of a very important homeowner and condo association seminar open to the public and sponsored by Westgate Properties. So please come on down to the Hotel Santa Fe at 1501 Paseo de Peralta and meet a variety of experts who are addressing every issue associated with homeowner and condo associations. We're also providing refreshments, and for those who attend the seminar, their names will be entered into a drawing for great free gifts. If you can't join us but want to send us your own real estate comments and questions today, just drop me an email at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com, and if we have time, I'll promise that I'll try to read it on the program today. We have a lot going on with the show, so with my producer, Gino Thompson, back at the KTRC studio, and my talented promo technician, Ethan Urbanek, right here at the Hotel Santa Fe, I want to kick things off by introducing the host of today's Homeowner and Condo Association seminar, Tom Simon of Westgate Properties, LLC, the very well-regarded multi-tenant and Homeowner Association Management Company. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, I think for the benefit of the listeners, and we have a good 60, 70 participants here today, and they've been listening to this seminar, but for the listeners, let's frame what this seminar is all about, Tom.
Okay. Well, we're here really to provide education for those of you that are in condominium association or homeowner association leadership. You all spend your time volunteering on Sundays and Saturdays and evenings, and I'm feeling hearing a little feedback here.
Go ahead. There we go. Okay, sorry about that. Go ahead, Tom.
And so this is our way of giving back a little bit to the hard work that you all do by providing, assembling some experts in their field to provide some information for you, answer your questions with regard to homeowners associations and condominiums.
Well, in a minute, you're going to be introducing the panelists, and these are all experts in condo and homeowner association issues. But what are sort of in broad brushstrokes the touchstones of the topics that you want to share with the listeners today and indeed what the attendees have been hearing?
Well, we've been talking about the issues of law having to do with fiduciary responsibility of boards. We've talked a little bit about insurance, about valuations and what that entails. We're going to touch more on that in later in the broadcast. We also want to answer your questions, and we have about seven or eight or more excellent questions that the attendees have submitted, and we hope to be able to answer some of those. For example, here's one question about a board member who's a spouse and a contractor who has bid on some work for our condo association. Is this a conflict of interest? Well, those are the sorts of things that we'll be answering during this broadcast, and we hope you'll stay tuned in for it.
And you can always email your question to us if you can't make it down here to the Hotel Santa Fe. Again, that's rpost@atreradio.com, and we'll try to weave it into the conversation. It's now my pleasure to welcome State Senator Peter Wirth. The senator is starting his first term in the New Mexico State Senate, and prior to that he was a state representative, an attorney by profession specializing in, among other things, real estate issues. Senator Wirth is introducing legislation in this session on the legislature that will address certain condominium-related matters. Welcome to All Things Real Estate, Peter.
Thank you, Ray, and thanks, Tom, for putting this together and inviting me.
You're welcome.
Well, we've got so many things we want to talk about and not enough time, as always is the case, so I'm going to dispense with a general question about how we can deal with the budget, because you could talk for days about that, couldn't you, Senator?
Well, it is the number one thing we need to be working on, that's for sure.
Okay, well, that we'll take that to the bank as the sort of all-encompassing answer to how we deal with the budget issue. But there are three pieces of legislation that you told the attendees today that will be introduced or about to be introduced into the legislature. Why don't you talk, Peter, about all three of those pieces of legislation and why they are important to people out there.
Thanks, Ray, and thanks for the opportunity. This is a 60-day legislative session, which does mean that in addition to putting the budget together, any member can introduce any bill on any item. And there are three specific bills that we discussed this morning that I'll relay for folks and then let you all out in the radio world know kind of where these bills are and how you can get involved in the process. The three bills are all bills that have gone through the interim committee process, meaning that these are bills we worked on last year when we were not in session in the Courts, Corrections, and Justice Committee, which I co-chair with Representative Park from Albuquerque. The first bill is a bill that I'm carrying. It's Senate Bill Number 8, and it amends the Condominium Act to require that a condominium declaration comply with local zoning and subdivision laws where the local government elects to put that requirement in place. This is a bill brought to me by the City of Santa Fe to address the issue here in town, specifically where the condominium form of ownership has been used to establish condominiums that the city contends do not comply with zoning. We've worked hard to come up with some compromise legislation. I think I can represent this as a compromise bill. It's in the Senate Public Affairs and Senate Judiciary Committee. The two big bills that I think folks here are particularly interested in House Bill 9, Representative Stewart, is the Homeowner Association Act, and it's a large bill, about 36 pages of a variety of different issues relating to new homeowners associations, existing homeowners associations. It has some provisions in there with respect to solar and the installation of solar technology in associations. It has provisions that apply to existing associations. So that's one that, again, I encourage folks to take a look at. It's in two House committees, Consumer and Public Affairs and Judiciary, and there's actually a hearing on this bill this Thursday, is my understanding, in the House Consumer and Public Affairs Committee. The final bill is Senate Bill 183, introduced by Senator McSorley. Again, this amends the Condominium Act and changes some of the provisions in the Condominium Act related to the degree of care by board members, declarant control, audits, disclosure of records, and again, a variety of things that have been of concern to members. It's in the Senate Corporations and Senate Judiciary Committee. And Ray, let me just say, for anyone out there, I really encourage you all to look at these bills online. If you Google in the New Mexico legislature, you'll get to our webpage and you can find the bill, you can track the bill. Spend the time to read this. If there are issues that concern you, contact certainly me or the sponsors or whoever your specific representative or senator is and express your concerns and come to the legislature and testify.
Excellent summary of the legislation, Senator Wirth. And I think just to sort of open it up in the 2 or 3 minutes we have left before we have to take a break, we did receive a few questions from the audience, the attendees that are here. And again, I invite you to come on down to the Hotel Santa Fe. We've got a great group of experts who would be more than happy to talk to you. But this one question, if I can sort of condense it a little bit, a lot of writing on the margins and everything here, so there's a lot of substance to this question. I appreciate it. Essentially, the motivation associated with the legislation. I worked on Capitol Hill as a legislative aide for many years, and I remember my bosses always said, well, let's determine what the motivation is as we're introducing this legislation. For these three homeowner and condo association bills, what would you like to say, Senator Wirth, about the motivation, where they came from, and why, in fact, they are actually going to be introduced?
Well, it's a great question, and I would say that the motivation comes primarily, the starting motivation, from homeowners that have been part of associations that quite frankly, were not working well. And there has been, down in Albuquerque, Representative Stewart represents an Albuquerque House district. She has a specific association in her district where homeowners have had to resort to the courts to enforce their rights, and the homeowners down in those associations have won court cases. And it just pointed out some of the abuses that can happen under the Act, I think, or under the existing law. I think the important thing is that again, you always have to be careful with legislation that impacts everyone across the board, that you're not punishing associations that have been doing it right. And so, again, that's why I think this bill is really important to take a look at this. I think these are provisions that were agreed to during the interim process. So it wasn't just the homeowners participating. We did have other folks participate in the interim committee process and come up with this legislation. It's bipartisan. There are a group of state senators I serve with. Senator Rue from Rio Rancho, Senator Fishman from Las Cruces, Senator Keller from Albuquerque, and they all had bills in prior sessions. So what I think is important is that we've come up with a bill here. It's one bill, so we're not chasing 10 different bills that do different things, and it was an attempt to bring it all under one umbrella.
Excellent answer. The legislative process can be mysterious to people at times, but again, I would recommend that you take Senator Wirth's recommendation of looking at these three pieces of legislation. Going online, if you want to testify before the legislature, you can do that. I tell you what, we're going to take a break here on all things real estate. Thank you, Senator Wirth. I know you're going to stay here through the rest of the show. You'll be available to take additional questions. So, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here. When we come back, we'll introduce our next panelists here at this Homeowner Association, Condo Association Seminar at the Hotel Santa Fe. I invite you to come on down, 1501 Paseo del Peralta. We'll be back in a minute.
Hey, Graham, where are those purple footsteps?
I don't know. Let's follow them.
This one says P-A-D. What's that?
Peripheral arterial disease, or clogged arteries in your leg. It says P-A-D raises the risk of heart attack and stroke, especially if you're over 50.
Do you have P-A-D, Graham?
I don't know, but I'm sure going to ask my doctor about it. Now, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Follow the purple footsteps at www.aboutpad.org to learn more. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Hear that? That's the sound of safety and the sound of your family's belongings staying where they belong. In times like these, it's important to know how to protect your home, your family, and your valuables. A good strong lock on a solid door and frame can make a huge difference. Most burglars will spend no longer than a minute trying to break in. That's only as long as this radio announcement. Remember to lock your doors and windows. Even the best locks can't protect you unless you use them. Install bright outdoor lighting. If you have an alarm system, use it, and post signs that say your home has an alarm. Trim bushes and trees so your house is clearly visible to your neighbors and your street. If you ever return home to find that someone has broken in, do not enter. Call the police immediately. To learn more on how to keep your home and family safe, visit ncpc.org. That's ncpc.org. Let's all work together to keep our homes safe and sound. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Santa Fe's Progressive Talk, 1260 KTRC.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a remote broadcast from the Hotel Santa Fe at a very important homeowner and condo association seminar. Well attended. We invite you to come on down here again, the Hotel Santa Fe, located at 1501 Paseo de Peralta. We have a collection of very, very knowledgeable and well-known, well-regarded experts who are speaking to every issue that relates to homeowner and condo associations. I'd like to welcome our next two expert panelists to the show, attorneys Jan Ahern of the Reuben Katz Law Firm and John Patterson of the Shore Yost and Patterson Law Firm. Besides being highly respected attorneys in New Mexico with significant experience in real estate legal matters, Jan and John are also co-authors of the New Mexico Condominium Act, which makes their commentary today of enormous value. Welcome to the show, guys.
Good morning, Ryan.
Thank you. Good morning.
I think maybe, again, because time is short and there's so much commentary that I know you want to share with the listeners today, let's go, if you agree, Jan and John, to the legislation that's pending and thoughts that you have, again, as experts in the field, attorneys that deal with condo and homeowner association issues on a daily basis. What's your view about this legislation that Senator Peter Wirth talked about the last segment? John, you want to go?
Well, let's split it into, we got three bills. Peter's Senate Bill 8, which basically deals with the local Santa Fe problem. We've worked with Senator on this particular legislation and have no problem with it. The second piece, the Homeowners Association Act, as Senator Wirth said, seems to originate from Albuquerque. It mandates a number of changes in the way associations operate, mandates open meetings, it mandates open access to records, it requires absentee ballot voting for directors rather than proxy voting, but allows proxy voting on other matters. Each of these things reflects a particular problem that has arisen in one or more projects. As far as we can tell, all of them in Albuquerque. That's why Senator Wirth and I think that it's so important for people here to make themselves heard over at the Roundhouse. I must say that in my own experience, I have not encountered the sorts of abuses in associations here in Santa Fe that seem to be plaguing Albuquerque.
And Jan, your observations on the legislation?
Well, the first I'd like to talk about the Senator Wirth legislation that deals with the Santa Fe issue. This was what the bill essentially provides, and in order to create the condominium through recordation of a declaration, you need to verify that it complies with density. And this has been a very serious issue in Santa Fe, dealing with the conversion of guest houses to a condominium unit, where the guest house was permitted based upon a density exemption. So this is something that I've been involved in for a good period of time. The legislation is intended to allow a municipality to provide for a method that the person who creates the condominium can prove out the density is appropriate. So it keeps from having a circumstance where lenders and purchasers are surprised later that their condominium unit doesn't comply with zoning. So that I think is a good thing. As for the Homeowners Association Act, it is a rather broad change that involves only the communities that are not under the condominium form of ownership. So there are a number of things in the Act that actually are borrowing from the New Mexico Condominium Act, which is the Act that covers condominiums created after May 19, 1982. So there are some aspects that haven't been commented on that are protections for purchasers. There's a disclosure statement. There's a resale certificate. These are things that condominium associations have dealt with for a period of time. I think that that's a good aspect for a association to have this kind of disclosure on a resale certificate is what I'm talking about. So the purchaser knows what they're buying. And it's helpful to the association that later the purchaser will not come to you and say, oh, I didn't know about this, or I didn't know about your rules and regulations. I didn't know about the reserves. I didn't know about the budget, all those things. So I think the disclosure aspect of the Homeowner Association Act is a companion to the Condominium Act is something that will help with transactions and help keep informed buyers and informed participants. So I think that's actually very beneficial. The Homeowner Association Act does have a couple of things that are not really Homeowner Association related. I will concur with what the Senator has said. The website for the New Mexico Legislature is wonderful. It is very easy to use. You can get the Act very easy as PDF files. But there are provisions that deal with prohibitions against regulating dealing with water conservation measures. The Solar Rights provision amends the Solar Rights Act, essentially so that an association, either a condominium or a homeowner association, can no longer regulate the installation of solar devices. Before, the law was essentially you couldn't impair the ability. Now it's so broadly written, I would think that there's an argument that you cannot, an association or a municipality or a county can no longer regulate solar devices. So that may be of interest to other folks. There's one other kind of minutia detail that I find is interesting. Is many years ago for homeowners or for associations created under the Nonprofit Act, the bylaws were required to be filed with the Corporation Commission, now the PRC, the Public Regulation Commission, or they were void. That statute was changed some years ago, didn't require filing, so practitioners, we are chasing around trying to find current bylaws. Now the HOA Act does provide for an amendment to the nonprofit, but again requires bylaws to be filed with the Public Regulation Commission. So there's a filing place that you can find what's going on with an organization. So that's a little more than...
Well, no, it's excellent. And actually, this is fabulous because usually I'm speaking 50% of the time on the show, and I'm delighted that I'm just being very quiet today because we're getting a lot of very, very useful information. But we only have about 2 minutes left before I have to take a break. I told you this one quickly. So why don't John and Jan, we were getting a lot of questions here from the attendees. Again, we're here at the Hotel Santa Fe. Why don't you give me the one question you want me to answer, and then I'll give you both a minute to answer. Are these statutes that you were describing that Senator Wirth talked about at the first part of the show part of the New Mexico Building Unit Ownership Act?
We have been a bit remiss. There are two condominium laws in New Mexico. We have focused on the New Mexico Condominium Act that we worked on in 1982. The Building Unit Ownership Act came out in the 60s. It was based upon an FHA, very plain model statute. That law still exists. There are communities that are still under that law. That law is perfectly legal, but what we've had experience as time goes by, that people that are operating under the Building Unit Ownership Act may want to consider electing to come under the new act, because as time goes by, most title companies still think you're under the new act. People are looking for disclosures, statements. They're looking for resale certificates, actually, at this point. So the act is perfectly fine, and we just haven't addressed it because, frankly, there's so few of them left, and we're converting an awful lot of them in our practice.
Right, and I should clarify that no condominium has been created or could be created under the Building Unit Ownership Act after the effective date of the Condominium Act. Continues to govern old projects, but you can't make a new one.
I'll tell you what, excellent answer, John. Thank you, John Patterson. Jan Ahern of the Reuben Katz Law Firm, John Patterson of Shore Yost & Patterson. We need to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. I did tell you it went quickly, but we're going to hold on. Both John and Jan are going to stay here, and at the end of the show, we might have a little roundtable if we have time, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at FNF.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
Which do you think is riskier for your pet? Scuba diving or squirrel chasing? Twists and turns, or fleas and ticks. Turns out everyday dangers make being a pet risky business, but a risk assessment and wellness exam from a veterinarian twice a year can reduce disease risks and prevent problems before they become serious. Contact your veterinarian today, because being a pet is risky business. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
If a disease caused suffering, missed work days, even death, would it be real? Well, depression is real and affects over 19 million Americans. Fortunately, hope is real too, because science has developed effective treatments that can lead to recovery. For the real facts about depression, visit depressionisreal.org. Supported by many organizations, including the American Psychiatric Foundation, the Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance, the National Medical Association, and the National Urban League.
Talk 1260 KTRC.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and today we are doing a live remote broadcast from the Hotel Santa Fe at a very important homeowner and condo association seminar hosted by Westgate Properties. Part of this gig today is that not only can you meet with and hear from experts in every aspect of condo and homeowner association issues, but you also can come down here and enter your name into a drawing for some fabulous gifts. And I want to announce that Gil Mays has won an hour of Jan Ahern's time. Now, Jan Ahern is the lawyer with Reuben Katz Law Firm. So, Gil Mays, congratulations, and you can collect your gift at the end of the show, okay? Thank you very much. So, anyway, I invite you to all come down here to the Hotel Santa Fe and join in the festivities, the information, and maybe even win a prize. I'd like to welcome our next expert panelist to the show, Mr. Charlie Wheeler, who is well-known, is with the well-known insurance provider Hub International. Charlie is a licensed New Mexico insurance agent, a certified insurance counselor, and an accredited customer service representative specializing in commercial and nonprofit insurance issues. Charlie is also the office leader for Hub International Santa Fe operation, and he's recognized as an expert on homeowner and condo insurance issues. Welcome to the show, Charlie.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me.
Very good. Well, I'll tell you what, as an insurance professional, are there certain issues that a homeowner or a condo association and individuals should be aware of when it comes to evaluating whether they have adequate insurance protection?
Yes. One of the things I run across in almost every situation is the concept of what is the replacement cost valuation for a condominium association, the common elements. Many condo associations are interested in keeping their costs down so that the monthly dues for each homeowner is as small as it can be. And so there tends to be a desire to have the lowest possible insurance premium on their insurance policy. And one of the ways to do this is to undervalue the structure. So I would say that the board and the officers and the unit owners need to adequately value the replacement cost value of the common element.
And why don't you go in a little bit deeper on that? When you say the replacement costs of common area elements, what specifically, give an example of what you mean.
Well, I think that in Santa Fe, a lot of times in the past, the market value was taken as the insured value. So when somebody paid $300,000 for a condo unit and there were 10 units, the board said 10 times 300,000 is $3 million.
Uh-huh.
That's not always an accurate way of determining insurance. That has kind of flipped recently as the market values have dropped. And in many cases, the market values of homes and condos are under the replacement cost value. So it's important to look at the definitions in the condo documents that spell out what the unit boundaries are, and that will tell you what the association is responsible to replace in case of a major loss.
Okay, and so I'm an individual who owns a condominium, and I have my own condo insurance. The association also has its own insurance. Who has primary position as far as coverage is concerned?
Well, I don't see that there is a primary position. There's a boundary between the unit, where the unit ends,
uh-huh.
and the homeowner is responsible up to that boundary, and beyond that boundary is the association's responsibility.
So it's very clear-cut.
Well, it's never clear cut. I will tell you
as
that
as much as I can be, right?
Yeah. And Tom can probably tell you some situations where there's also problems when you start talking about maintenance and then insurance losses, because there are situations, right, Tom, where the unit owner may be responsible for the maintenance of the unit, yet the association is responsible for the insurance on that unit.
Okay, and this is Tom Simon, who is the owner of Westgate Properties, again, a multi-tenant and homeowner association management company. I can speak to Tom's effectiveness and professionalism because he actually manages the condo association I live in. Charlie's question is a very good one, your answer.
Well, I feel like I'm treading into John and Jan's territory, but I think the short answer is yes. Yes, there are situations where the unit owner is responsible for the maintenance, but the association is responsible for the insurance.
Okay, we received another. I'm sorry.
What I would just urge everyone to do is to go back to your condo documents, which are probably in the bottom drawer of a file cabinet that you haven't opened for years. Get those out. In there, in the bylaws, there's an insurance article. And somewhere in the declarations, there's a definition of the unit. Read those, then contact your board president and see if they know what you're talking about. And just urge your board to try to come up with a white paper or something that explains to you what your risk is for your unit.
One of the other questions that we received, and again, we invite you to come on down here to the Hotel Santa Fe where we are having this seminar. We're receiving a lot of questions from the attendees. One of them was, who was responsible for paying? I don't think you've answered this, Charlie. Paying the deductible when I have a loss in my unit and the association insurance covers it.
Yes, Tom asked me that question yesterday, a lengthy discussion about that one. Really, from the insurance company's point of view, the insurance company isn't going to care who pays the deductible because the deductible doesn't get paid to the insurance company. The deductible can also be thought of as a self-insured retention. And I go back to John's point about assessments to individual unit owners for costs that only benefit that unit owner. So I think your question goes to how does the condo board want to allocate that cost of the deductible?
And I guess maybe more broadly, too, Charlie, there are a lot of people that are in attendance today that are members of the board of condo and homeowner associations. A lot of them have experience with this particular question that also came from one of the attendees, and that is what types of insurance should an association typically purchase? What are the variety of coverages?
Property, to cover the real property that the association is responsible for. Liability insurance to cover what I would call the slip and fall exposure. Directors and officers insurance to fund the indemnification provision of the bylaws. And if they're employees, workers' compensation insurance. But property is probably the one that gets the most attention.
Mm-hmm. And Tom Simon, owner of Westgate Properties, again, you're in the business of providing management services to condo and homeowner associations. What are some of the typical insurance-related issues that you deal with on a regular basis?
Well, there's always the question of making claims and whether or not the claim is valid. We will manage the claim on behalf of the community should there be a covered issue. And then we work with the board in determining who pays that portion of the claim that the insurance does not pay, which we usually call the deductible. Sometimes it's the association, particularly if the claim is with regard to common elements, and sometimes it's the unit owner if the claim is related to a unit.
And, go ahead, Charlie.
The other issue I think that's important, I would like to see all condominium unit owners have liability insurance because in the case where the unit owner is negligent and has caused property damage to another unit, there's now been another insurance policy. I've had a case where a unit owner on the second floor left their kitchen faucet running and the water filled the sink and it went down, and you can imagine what it did downstairs. Well, the association can collect under the first-party insurance for the association, but hopefully in this case it's going to be subrogated back against the unit owner upstairs.
Again, that's Charlie Wheeler of Hub International, the insurance provider, giving us some excellent commentary on insurance-related issues for associations. Tom Simon, again, of Westgate Properties, I want to shift over to sort of your area of expertise as a management company. There are a lot of, as I said earlier, a lot of board members from associations from around Santa Fe that are in attendance today at this seminar. What are some of your recommendations? I know it doesn't happen at all here, anyone burn out as an association board member, but what are your recommendations about how to avoid that kind of circumstance?
Well, one issue for boards of directors is to maintain control over the board meetings. And just to run efficient board meetings, the agenda that I put on your tables is an example of what I'm talking about, where we have timed sections, and we try to keep the subject matter within the time frame that we anticipate going into the meeting. And then once we're in the meeting, although we didn't do that here, we ask board members to let us know what other issues they have and how long they think it might take to address them. So we really try to exercise control over the meeting and keep the times to reasonable level. We also like to use Robert's Rules of Order, which is really a way to help us come to a decision. Robert's Rules of Order is designed to make decisions more efficiently. And a lot of people like to dispense with them, and I have to say I've done that myself. But if you want to keep your board meetings down to an hour or an hour and a half, you have to have some methodology to coming to a group decision, and that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, there's probably a parliamentarian in all of us out there, so having a little bit of rule and structure doesn't hurt, particularly with a meeting. Unlike today, it's wild and crazy here, I can tell, for sure. There are a lot of people here that come from associations that are self-managed, Tom. Again, as a professional association manager, what could your company, not to give you a platform to advertise your company, but what could you do for them that they couldn't do for themselves?
Sure. Well, among the things we do is help them navigate issues that really associations around the country are all dealing with, whether it be running a meeting, bidding on maintenance, dealing with unit owner complaints and problems, everything that you all are experiencing. There are many others around the country that are experiencing. And we're linked into a nationwide network of other managers called Community Association Institute. And by the way, we have some brochures from the Community Association Institute that they're either in the back. There's a newsletter from the local chapter, but there's also a little booklet that I'm going to make sure gets handed out and applications for joining CAI. So for those that are self-managed and really can't afford or don't want to afford a manager, you should join CAI because they're a great resource in education of the sort that we're trying to provide here today.
Okay. Well, speaking of resources, I invite everyone that's out there, and there are a good 60, 70 people here today, but there are thousands of people, believe it or not, that listen to this radio show every Sunday, and I invite all of you to come down here. That means Tom Simon's going to run out of handouts, but really come down to the Hotel Santa Fe, meet with the experts that are here today. You'll learn a lot about condo and homeowner association issues. You know, Tom's my producer. Let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll go into our last segment of the show, continue with our commentary. So please stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are really two ways to buy insurance, from someone who represents only one company or from an agency like Hub International, where they represent several companies and serve you first. You see, at Hub International, we're an independent agency, so we can give you the best program for your needs, picking from many insurance companies. You'll get total one-stop service for all your auto, home, and business insurance needs. And if you insure both your auto and home with Hub International, you can be eligible for money-saving discounts on both policies. We'll give you personal attention, tailoring your coverage to meet your individual needs, and also help you choose the most economical way to get the total insurance protection you need. Call Robin Schritter at 505-828-4085 or Linda Byford at 505-992-1864. Personal insurance protection at the right price through Hub International.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
This is Chicago-style hot dog here. I'm not feeling too good. Turns out, along with all the other bad things my cholesterol does, they say it's a risk factor for strokes. Strokes? Sheesh. Good news from National Stroke Association. Exercising, eating right, and asking your doctor about medicines that can help lower your cholesterol, like statins, may reduce the risk of a first stroke. And if you've already had a stroke, it's even more important you lower your cholesterol.
Lower your chances of stroke by controlling your cholesterol. Visit stroke.org today.
Santa Fe's news talk leader, Talk 1260, KTRC.
Now, here's your host, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post, and today I'm broadcasting remotely from the Hotel Santa Fe at a very important and fun and very informational or informative Homeowner and Condo Association seminar, which is being hosted by Westgate Properties, LLC, the multi-tenant and homeowner association management company. Tom Simon is the owner of Westgate, and I think, Tom, we have another gift we want to give away, don't we?
And we do.
And do you have a winner?
We do. It's we just gave away an hour of John Patterson's time.
It's John Patterson of the Shore Yost and Patterson Law Firm, a very well-known, well-regarded lawyer here in town. And that's an hour. And do we know who the winner is, or do I get to name somebody just out of
name somebody. It's Beth. So Beth, what's your last name? Detweiler.
Beth Detweiler. Very good. Well, congratulations, Beth. John's looking forward to that session, I'm sure. And you can collect at the end of the program. So, Tom Simon, you had a seminar here today. You started at 11 o'clock, covered a number of issues, never enough time to cover all of them. But I really want to dig into something that has come up repeatedly from among the attendees that are here today. Again, we've got about 70 or so folks who are here at the Hotel Santa Fe, and one of them deals with something you deal with all the time, and that's reserves. The whole issue of adequate reserves, what do you use reserves for? Can you put a little bit of context on that for the listeners?
Sure. Reserves are an issue that I believe Jan raised as earlier in the seminar, and John, and how important it is to make sure that you have sufficient reserves for your community in order to do such things as replace roofs, re-stucco, repave the parking areas and roadways, and really anything that the association is responsible for in replacing. A number of the questions deal with the question of reserves, and we happen to have a prize here today, which will be drawn in the next segment, $400 off a reserve study. And a reserve study is what really answers the question of what is adequate for us to have in the bank to cover those things that need to be replaced down the road.
One thing that I know your company talks about all the time is, as a professional condo and homeowner association management company, that there are certain certifications that you have that allow you to deliver your services in a very professional manner. Talk a little bit about those, because a lot of people may not be aware of it, that they, particularly those that are self-managed associations.
There's a, I mentioned in the previous segment, the Community Association Institute. They really serve two functions. They serve as an educational body for assisting unit owners, homeowners, in understanding what their responsibilities are as leaders, and they also assist managers like myself in understanding what our responsibilities are as managers. Under that part of the CAI, they have a series of certifications, which I'm going through little by little, having received the CMCA and the Association Management Specialist certification, the AMS, and I'm working toward what's called the PCAM, which is sort of the pinnacle of certifications for individuals It requires a series of classes on every topic having to do with condominium and homeowner association, test taking, and ultimately the PCAM requires something analogous to a thesis, a PhD thesis, on a particular community somewhere in the country that we're brought to and we're asked to evaluate and answer questions about. So that's something I'm working on this year.
Mm-hmm. And I know as a real estate broker that we have the opportunity to have a lot of designations as well that add to our credentials, our understanding of real estate practice. To someone that's out there listening, well, those are a lot of letters and initials. What does it mean to me as a condo association person to have someone with those credentials actually serving as a manager?
It means that problems are dealt with, hopefully, more efficiently because we have the experience, and not only the practical experience, but have studied and worked alongside other managers in other markets that have dealt with the same things. So through that experience, personal experience, and through the book study, we end up really getting more quickly at the resolution to whatever the issues are, whether it's a budget, balancing the budget, how to organize an annual meeting, what the rules are with regard to reserve studies, are there laws that cover that or not. We try to become familiar with the law without really actually practicing law, which is a challenge in itself. We try to also understand the process by which meetings are run, annual meetings, board meetings, and so forth. Really, it's a problem-solving industry. We're here to help you solve your problems, small and large.
I guess in a word, it's good if you have a professional homeowner or condo association manager actually to deal with your particular needs. Tom, believe it or not, we only have about 3 minutes left on the show, so why don't you, we're going to do two things. Pick the one question that you want to answer on air from one of the attendees here, and then lastly, we're going to pull one more name out of the hat for a gift.
Okay. Actually, we have two names, but maybe one of them will be pulled out of the hat on air and one of them off air.
Uh-huh.
The fourth and last gift that we're going to be is a Amazon Kindle. So one lucky individual will win an Amazon Kindle tonight.
I have to make sure my name is in the hat.
Okay. I know. As far as a few comments that I want to make before we wrap up, we have a lot of questions here that were not answered. If there's any listeners that aren't here, this goes to you as well. If you'd like to email your questions, I'm going to try to obtain the answers to these questions and send out a Q&A to the to both the listeners who let me know that they're there, as well as the attendees for whom I have email. And we'll send out answers to these questions that we're unable to answer here today.
And where should they send the email to?
They should send it to my email address, tom@westgatepm.com. tom@westgatepm.com.
Okay, and I'll tell you what, because we only have about 2 minutes left, why don't we end the show on a very positive note, because you are going to answer all those questions. Not that it hasn't been positive so far, but why don't you pull a name out of the hat, Tom?
All right.
And this is, again, let's pull two names out of the hat, and this, for you listeners who didn't come down today, shame on you, but you can always get your questions answered. This is going to be for two fabulous prizes. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, so the first one is going to be for the $400 off a reserve study through Association Reserves, and we have some brochures that we've handed out with regard to them. And that is, I can't always read your name, but it's Carol, B-U-A-L-L, I think. The ticket number is 900159.
Carol's raising her hand. Congratulations.
Carol, congratulations. What community are you associated with? Arroyo Hondo Vistas.
Very good. Well, and that's a $400 reserve study by this organization, which is a significant thing for you, isn't it, Carol?
$400 off a reserve study.
Sorry, $400
okay.
off.
And then finally, and I know this gentleman, Buck Smith, is the winner of the Kindle. Congratulations, Buck Smith.
And I can tell Buck...
what's that?
Buck actually lives in my association, so congratulations. I'll be coming over to use that Kindle a little bit with you later on. Anyway, Tom, in the last minute or so, any summary thoughts you want to offer to the listeners and to the attendees today?
Well, I want to thank you all for coming. It's been a long time in planning for us. I'm really excited about having, 60 or 70 people here today. I think that given the turnout, we probably should plan on doing this again, only allowing more time for questions and answers, because I know we moved things along pretty quickly. But I hope that you all found it helpful and productive, and I want to just let you know to keep your head up and your attitude good, and we're here to help you make everything work out well and build community in your community association.
That's Tom Simon, the owner of Westgate Properties, LLC, down here at the Hotel Santa Fe, and Tom and all the other expert panelists are going to be here for a while, so if you want to come on down here and get some information, as well as with Senator Peter Wirth, please come on down to the Hotel Santa Fe. I want to thank all of today's panelists for sharing some very useful information regarding homeowner and condo association issues. And these folks have agreed, as I said, to stay here for a while. Thank you, Tom Simon of Westgate Property, for hosting this very informative seminar. Gino Thompson, my producer, Ethan Urbanek, my promo technician, as well as Kate, Debbie, Melissa, and Phil at Sotheby's International Realty. Thank you for making the remote broadcast a success. Thank you for tuning in today. So until next Sunday at noon, right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I wish you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
And progressive talk for Santa Fe. Talk 1260 KTRC AM Santa Fe.
CNN Radio, I'm Shelby Lynn. Our lead story this hour, a woman wanted for questioning in the kidnapping of a baby from a New York hospital in 1987 has turned herself in. CNN's Susan Candia.